I think we're in good shape. Laura, want to give us a little welcome here?
Yeah. So good morning. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the August Marine Fisheries Commission business meeting. Before we get started, I just wanted to go over a few items about the webinar meeting format. We talked about some of these in May, but I'll just recap. If you're joining us online, you'll see a welcome screen. If you're having trouble with the audio on your computer, the welcome screen describe some troubleshooting that you can do, and you can also have the meeting call you on your cell phone. That tends to improve the audio quality for most people. If you're having issues, you can use the chat box to send a message to our host, Dana Gilligan, and she may not be able to respond to everyone, but if she knows there's an issue, she can be working on it. And if technical issues do arise during the meeting, we ask that you bear with us. We will work on it as quickly as we possibly can. As we continue to follow the general meeting format we developed for the May commission meeting, we again will not have a verbal public comment period during this meeting, as we did for the May meeting. All public comment was received by online form or by the U.S. mail. And those comments were provided to the commissioners prior to the meeting for review and are posted online with the other briefing materials. Another change is that, again, we will have PowerPoint presentations for most of the staff reports, including the ones that are usually verbal. And this was done to help the commissioners and also any meeting attendees just to follow along. And if you're joining us by phone only, you, of course, can follow along with the briefing materials that are available on the website. Once the meeting has adjourned, we will be posting the PowerPoint presentations online as we usually do. And for the commissioners, I just want to remind you that all votes will be roll call votes. And also, when you begin speaking, if you will, please remember to identify yourself for people who are listening with their audio only. And with that, Chairman Bizzle, the floor is yours. I think you may be muted.
There we go.
Okay.
There we are. Yeah, unfortunately, we have started to become pros at this. Hopefully, this is going to be over soon, but, you know, it's in the hands of the scientists and for all of us to do the smart thing. I'd like to call this meeting of the August 20th, 21st, 2020 Marine Fisheries Commission business meeting to order. Normally, I have a gavel. Last time I used a flying gas, so this is going to be my gavel today, rolling pin teaser. So the meeting is called to order. I'd like to congratulate our new slash old commissioners. Just got word yesterday that the three seats that were up for reappointment or replacement were filled with the existing commissioners, which that tells me that the governor really appreciates your work and likes what we're doing and what you all are doing and the participation and the contributions you make. So take that as a compliment. That you've basically been rehired for another 3 years. So congratulations. Laura, I do not know if we've received yet the review of the ethics evaluation. They had to go through this again. Have we gotten those yet?
No, and in fact, okay. I have not received any information about the reappointments yet. So I believe we will do that at our next meeting.
Right, so what will happen at this meeting, as I've been directed, is that you three, Tom, Pete and Doug will just continue on since your seat has not technically been named. So you're just continuing on as commissioners. By the next meeting, you'll have to make sure, we'll make sure that the ethics evaluations are complete and y'all will have to be sworn in again. Just get a local notary, or there's a list of those that can swear you in. So we'll just make sure that's done by the November meeting. On your agenda, at the top of the agenda, you have a couple of conflict of interest reminders that I need to give you all. First off, our North Carolina General Statute 138A-15E mandates at the beginning of any meeting of a board, the chair shall remind all members of their duty to avoid conflicts of interest under Chapter 138. The chair also shall inquire as to whether there is any known conflict of interest with respect to any matters coming before the board at that time. So does anybody see a potential conflict for anything that we're going to be discussing today? If so, I need to know now. All right, great. And the second paragraph, that is something for you all to read for yourselves. So we definitely do not want to have any sort of conflict of interest entering into the work and decisions that we make today. Laura, would you do our roll call, please?
Yes.
Will you do our roll call, please?
Absolutely. Chairman Bissell?
Here.
Commissioner Crock?
Here.
Commissioner Blanton?
Here.
Commissioner Hendrickson?
Here.
Commissioner Carnegie?
Here.
Thank you. Commissioner McNeil?
Here.
Thank you. Commissioner Posey?
Here.
Thank you. Commissioner Roller?
Here.
Thank you. Commissioner Romano?
Here.
Thank you.
Okay. Right. We have a quorum. We may conduct business. Before you is our agenda for this next day and a half meeting. And with you all give me the flexibility to change some things around for economy of time, can I have a motion that we approve the agenda and a second? And please, like Laura mentioned, identify yourselves.
Martin Posey, I move that we approve the agenda.
Thank you, Martin. Is there a second?
Tom Roller, second.
Okay. If there's no other discussion on the agenda, all in favor say aye, and it's got to be a roll call. So, Laura.
Okay. Commissioner Cross?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Blanton?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Hendrickson?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Carnegie?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner McNeil?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Posey?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Roller?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Romano?
Aye.
And Chairman Bissell?
Aye. Yeah. So the motion passes unanimously. You also have in your packet of information the minutes of our last meeting, which I know everybody has reviewed carefully. If there are no, are there any corrections, deletions, adjustments, amendments that need to be made to these minutes? If not, can I have a motion that we approve our meeting minutes from our last meeting?
Yes, Commissioner Cross, I make a motion we approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Thank you, Doug. Is there a second?
Pete Carnegie seconds.
Pete, thank you. Okay, any other discussion? If not, I'll do a roll call. For all in favor, say aye. Laura, start, please.
Commissioner Cross?
Aye.
Commissioner Blanton?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Hendrickson?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Carnegie?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner McNeil?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Posey?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Roller?
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Romano?
Aye.
And Chairman Bissell?
Aye. Okay. A motion passes unanimously.